But what we would call this is downward harmonisation. It's a race to the bottom, because British citizens, post-Brexit, you know, they're going to lose all their EU rights and entitlements. And I don't actually agree with that, because I think that all people of Northern Ireland have to be equal under the Good Friday Agreement. And I actually called for an emergency resolution in the EU last week that would maintain EU citizenship for British citizens in Northern Ireland should they choose to have that, so we have equality. But instead, what we have is Irish citizens in Northern Ireland also having their EU rights and entitlements stripped from them. So it's a race to the bottom. British and Irish citizens will be equal, but equal in having no rights to EU citizenship or EU rights in the United Kingdom. That's what we're looking at. And post-Brexit, we have no idea what the implications or ramifications of this could be. But the idea that an Irish citizen in Northern Ireland has to first renounce being British citizenship in order to be accepted as Irish has huge ramifications. But here we are 20 years later, and key provisions of the Good Friday Agreement haven't been implemented into UK law. How did that happen? But the reality is, the Good Friday Agreement really belongs to the people of Ireland. People voted north and south overwhelmingly for the Good Friday Agreement, and it belongs to the people. The next stage for us is to prepare an application to appeal to the Court of Appeal. There are still legal avenues. We can now take this to the Court of Appeal, will be the next stage. It can even go from that to the Supreme Court. It can go from that up to the European Courts of Justice. Some would say it's really only beginning the legal challenge now. So there's still plenty of ways to go.